And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
In case you are wondering how things are going for Governor Pat McCrory because of the sweeping anti-LGBT bill he signed, his visit to Wilmington last week is a pretty good barometer. McCrory came to town to crown the 2016 Azalea Queen, but his office only announced the visit a couple of hours before the event. McCrory gave a short speech, crowned the queen, and then, according to press accounts, was escorted to a boat docked at the marina without taking any media questions or greeting guests. McCrory can't go anywhere now without facing questions about the legislation. You know you've done the wrong thing as governor when you get in a boat to avoid questions from reporters. Maybe he can climb down a rope from a helicopter at his next event and climb back up after his remarks. North Carolina is clearly a damaged brand with its endorsement of discrimination in legislation that may end up defining McCrory's first term in office. He is in charge, after all. It is his state and it is his law, whether he wants to answer questions about it or not. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.